So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf cited machlekes is Tanakama of Reb Shimon. Hamafresh nekevul asham tira asher testav v'timacher b'yave b'demeh asham. Someone designated a female animal for an asham, it is left to graze until it develops a blemish, then sold, and from the proceeds an asham is brought. Reb Shimon aimer timacher shalei b'mum. It can be sold even before it develops a blemish. The Gemara now cites a brisa with a related machlekes. Hamakdish nekevul oy lasei ulapischa b'lashamay oisa timura. If one designated a female animal for his carbon oilo, or his carbon pesach, or his carbon ashram, these animals can make a timura. However, Reb Shimon aimer loy lasei oisa timura, lapischa b'lashamay ein oisa timura. He can make a timura with the carbon oilo, but not with the pesach or ashram, because ein l'chadava oisa timura ela haroy listaf. Timura can be made only by animals that have kedushas haguv, at least to the extent that they must graze until they develop a blemish, such as an nekeva designated as an oila, because the ikar shem oila laugab oila saif. There's an oila as nekeva in the case of oila saif. However, timur cannot be made by animals that do not have kedusha saguf, and therefore they can be sold even without a blemish, according to Reb Shimon, such as an nekeva designated as in pesach or asham, because an nekeva can never be a pesach or asham. However, the Gemara at the end of the sugya on Amud Beis cites the opinion of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Oimer Mishum Reb Shimon, Af Lo Lasei Ein Oisa Timura. Reb Shimon Yehuda disagrees with this Bryce's version of Reb Shimon, and says that Reb Shimon holds that an nekeva designated for an oila cannot make timura, because it does not acquire kedusha saguf, because there is no oilas behemah in the nekeva. And the fact that there exists an oilas ha'oif in the keva is not enough for an oilas behem in the keva to acquire kedusha saguf. The Gemara, however, asks, according to this Bryce's opinion, that according to Reb Shimon, the fact that there exists an oilas ha'oif in the keva is enough for an oilas behem in the keva to acquire kedusha saguf. Halav oilas ha'oif kamaisi. After all, this person cannot bring a bird and an oila for two reasons. He's not a poor person, and only the poor can bring a bird carbon. Even if he were poor, one only brings a bird as an oila if he specified an oila saif at the time of his nether. The Gemara answers that Reb Shimon Savala Kribalaza ben Azariah, who rules, if someone pledges an oila without specifying, he does not need to bring an animal, but can bring even a bird. Tzak the Mishnah, Timuras Asham Vlad Timura, Vlad Vladan Atzaiv Kalailam. Regarding the timur of an asham or its offspring and their offspring's offspring for all generations, there's a three machlekes. The Chacham say yirat sheyistavu v'yimachru v'yiplu damav l'nadava. They're left to graze until they develop a blemish, then sold, and the proceeds are used for voluntary communal oilas. Reb Eliezer Eimer yimusu, they're left to die. Reb Elazar Eimer yavi b'demeh oilas. The owner uses the proceeds for an individual oilas. The same machlekes applies to the following. Asham shemesu balav v'shekir b'balav. If the owner of an asham died, or if he fulfilled his obligation with another animal, the Chacham say, yirat sheyistavu v'yimachru v'yiplu damav l'nadava. They graze until they develop a blemish, then sold, and their proceeds are used for voluntary communal oilas. Reb Eliezer Eimer yimusu, they're left to die. Reb Elazar Eimer yavi b'demeh oilas. The owner uses the proceeds for individual oilas. And the Mishnah elaborates, v'aloi af nadava oilahi. Uma bein divrei Reb Elazar divrei Chacham. The Chacham used the term nedava, while Reb Elazar used the term oilas. The nedava also refers to oilas. If so, what is the difference between Reb Elazar and the Chacham? And the Mishnah explains. El bezman shi ba oila saimich la umeiv nesachem nesachem mishalai im hayekayin abaydasa va'irishalai. When it is brought as an individual oila, the owner is required to lean on the animal, the owner is required to provide the accompanying libations, and if the owner is a kohen, he's entitled to perform the avodah himself and keep its hide for himself. However, bezman shi nedava ein esay mechala, vein emevi leo nesachem unesachem mishal tzibar, afa pishul kohen avodasa va'ir mishal anshi mishmer. When it's brought as a communal oila, it does not require smicha. The nesachim are bought from communal funds, and even if the owner is a kohen, the right to perform the avodah and the hides belong to the mishmer that is presently in the mikdash. The Gemara proceeds to explain the machlekes in the Mishnah regarding Vlad Tumura. And the first explains as follows. Machlekes la'acha kapara. Machlekes is only where the owner had already fulfilled his obligation with another animal. In this case, Reb Eliezer rules Yamus because gazol la'acha kapara ata lefnei kapara. Reb Eliezer is concerned that if we allow the proceeds to be used for an oila after kapara, he might buy an oila even before kapara when the proceeds must be used for an ashen. And the Chacham are not concerned for this gezerah. Aval lefnei kapara, divyakol hu atzma yikar bashen. However, before he has fulfilled this obligation, all agree that the Vlad Timur itself can be brought as an Ashim and placed the original animal. However, the Gemara rejects this explanation because Eino de Meskapa B'dav Haba Bavera. One cannot achieve atonement with something derived from a transgression, i.e. the offspring of a prohibited Timura. Therefore, the Gemara explains the Machlekes as follows. Machlekes Kaidim Kapar. Machlekes is only before the owner brings another animal for his Ashim. In this case, Reb Eliezer rules Yomus because Kivin de Demeo Karmi, Asalach Lufi La Krubi La Ashim. Reb Lez is concerned that if we allow the proceeds to be used for an oila before kapara, he might buy an ashim before kapara since he's still in need of an ashim, but he cannot use the proceeds of the vlat tamur for an ashim because ein od miskabe b'davar b'aver. And the Chacham are not concerned for this gezera. Avla achi kapara hu atzmei kara v'ila. However, after he has already fulfilled his obligation for an ashim, there is no concern that it will be confused with the original ashim, and all agree that the vlat tamur itself is brought as an oila. However, the Gemara asks, Tani Rav Chananya, Vlad Rishon Karv, Vlad Sheni Ena Karv. A Braisa teaches that the first generation of offspring can be brought, but the second generation cannot. And the offspring of a Timur is like a Vlad Sheni, and so it cannot be brought as a carbon. The Gemara replies, Kasha, this is indeed difficult. The Gemara proceeds with the following inquiry by Rav Avin Bar Chiya. If someone designated a female for an Asham, can its male offspring be brought as an Ayla? The Gemara explains that it depends on Rabbi Elazar's reasoning regarding the halacha in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches Mabes. Mafresh nekevel oila. When one designates a female for an oila, and Rabbi Elazar holds, who asks meyikra v'oila, the offspring can be brought as an oila. Now, if the reason for mafresh nekevel oila b'yod lezachar, who asks meyikra v'oila, is because the ikah shem oila limoi, then avol gabi asham, the leker shem oila limoi, afal Rabbi Elazar ma'ida. If in the case of mafresh nekevel oila, the reason for who asks meyikra v'oila is because the mother itself has the status of an oila, since it is possible for a female to be an oila, such as a bird offering, then in the case of hifresh nekevel asham in bana karav oila, the offspring cannot be offered because the mother does not have the status of asham because in the cave is never an asham. On the other hand, if time of the Rebbe Lezer, mishum nechaz lakrava, v'hanam nechaz lakrava, if in the case of mafresh nekevel oila, the reason for hu atzmei karav oila is because it's simply fit to be brought for this carbon, then in the case of hifresh nekevel asham bina karavayla, the offspring can be offered because it is fit for an oila, since meiser ha'asham oila.